The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 545. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez. Oh, man, you don't want to say anything again. Carlos Stop Romero.
People, how's it going?
There he is. Carlos Romero holding it down with Tekken.
Yo.
We got Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And, of course, Brian Majoma. And one more guy.
Put up.
And I didn't forget, almost forgot about my boy Adam Vale. I'm too fucked up right
people?
Now.
How you doing? I know you. Look at that. You over here watching this Tekken battle.
Yeah. Obviously, Evo is going on right now, the Tekken 8 finals. For you guys who don't know, the two guys that are fighting right now are Arslan Ash and Atif. Now, these guys have fought at Evo finals for like 3 or 4 years in a row. Atif always loses to Arslan Ash, and what makes it spicy is they're both on the same team. They're both from Pakistan, and Atif just did an upset. He actually reset the bracket. Right now, they switched sides too, didn't they, Carlos? Oh, shit. Yep. This is crazy. So it looks like Atif is going to fucking win. This is good. This is good stuff, man. But obviously, we have to do our show here. Quick thing, Chris is not in, and Brett's not in because the same reason. They're both not feeling well, you know, so hopefully they'll get better soon. Damn, yo, this is getting hype. So if you don't mind me, man. By the way, actually, I know you guys don't mind because the Discord's been popping off about Evo all weekend, which is pretty dope. Look at Arslan, bro. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, let's get into it, man. Jolly Yellow Nerd asks us a very appropriate question. What has been your favorite top eight from Evo this year? Am I the only one that's been watching Evo by any chance?
I mean, I turned it on to Cyberpunk.
There you go. So that's a no. So he says that his favorite has been the Mortal Kombat one. I didn't watch that one because I don't care about Mortal Kombat one. The current Mortal Kombat one, not the old school Mortal Kombat one. That's the one I care about. And we got some new info about that, which we'll probably talk about on Thursday. Or nobody else asks us about it. My favorite so far has probably been City of the Wolves. It was just so much fun. We even got a meme out of that. One of the guys lost, and he just, like, lost his fucking mind. Like, at first, his reaction was genuine. He was really upset that he lost, but then he just kept it going and going. He's like, fuck it, let's just meme it out, you know? And then the guy who, like, beat him, he just, like, shrugged, like, I don't know what to do. Look it up. It's great. But that was my favorite one. It was a really good top eight. And I also enjoyed the top eight for CVS too. That was really fun. John Choi almost won, but he got beat. But I haven't seen the Street Fighter one because it hasn't happened yet. this Tekken one, it might beat it if Atif wins, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, Evo's fun. Hopefully next year I'll be there and Manny will be there too, you know. That'll be the dream because I got to give a shout out to my boy, Jeffrey Wilson. He's pretty much made me feel like I was there. He's just sending me a bunch of stuff. Tokan obviously was the big draw there, like a 2 hour long lines to play that game. And from what I've seen, it looks crazy. I thought I was retarded when I was watching some of the gameplay footage. I'm like, okay, why am I not understand this game? Am I just stupid? But it even turns out the big high, the big FGC guys are like, yo, this is mechanically dense. The stream's fucking up right now, Carlos. I'm noticing maybe a lot of people are watching it anyway. What's going on, Los? Red Pill Shep, and some fucking hey, Barry, can you get rid of this bot here? Thank you. All right, let's get into it, man. Another one from Jolly Yellow Nerd. This one's kind of appropriate for this week. I had this thought about a month ago. And now that the original has been added to Nintendo Switch Online, do you think with the Switch 2 having mouse capability, we may finally get a new Mario paint. What do you guys think?
You do have the old Mario paint.
Well, that's why he said that now that the old one's available, are we going to get a new one?
I mean, it's a possibility, but you know, I don't think that's a priority, to be honest.
Yeah, it might not be. I do think it's cool that you can use the Switch's mouse capability with the game, you know?
Yeah, well, that was the one missing factor why that game was never ported to any of the other versions of Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, you could use it. You could use the Wiimote to do it, but you don't have the same control as that thing, you know? But
Manny, how did you control the original one? Because you played it. I remember that.
You had a mouse.
It came with a mouse. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't play Mario Paint without a mouse. No controller or anything worked for it.
Yeah. So how do you think a modern one would work? Like, because I'm thinking, like, are they going to have to make it more like Photoshop instead of MS Paint? Like, how do you think it might work?
No. Well, no, because the thing about it is you still have to think about this thing is for regular people.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get you're not going to make a significant program like Photoshop or anything like that for there. You're going to do something simple like what they do with the Donkey Kong game. It has a sculpting mode in there, right? But it's really, really easy to use. And that's what I see. If they ever did do something, it'd be a very easy to use sort of platform, you know, something that makes something fun and interesting, but you know, that it doesn't take a lot to do to get it to look. That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, go ahead.
Homeboy got too excited after that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, right now here's the Tekken, the Pac-Man stage, which is pretty crazy. Listen, at least
I feel like.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I feel like kind of like what Manny said, but I think that they'd have more, you know, utility to get it done because you know because they have that feature and it's not like any other game is using it that well. So I'm pretty sure they'll get Mario Paint for this,
like a brand new one.
Yeah, or I mean, maybe they'll bring up the old one.
Well, the old one's already available. Is it? Yeah, that's why he asked the question. Yeah,
they just brought the old one out.
That's why he asked the question. He's like, oh, now that the old one is back, are we going to get a new one?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And yes, Carlos, the old one does use the mouse controls.
Yeah, so they got it all working for it. I mean, there's one thing that, you know, that doesn't work so well for it, right? Because it's like, you know, it doesn't, you can't save out images and stuff like that. It has a bunch of save states, but you know.
Yeah. Yo, Arslan woke the fuck up. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen some of his matches where he'll come in strong, beat the shit out of you, and then he'll lose. This seems to be the other way around, you know? Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, there we go. Mario Paint. Another question here from Mr. J Shep. Now, this one, he actually asked us last week, but like kind of after the time limit. So, apologies, I didn't get to that. Now that the Outer Worlds 2 is $70, down from $80, possibly due to low pre-orders, which is what I think, will the game do better or has the damage already been done?
I think the damage has already been done with just the type of game it is. I feel like it's not one of those titles that even a $70 version of it would succeed super well, especially with Game Pass. It's like if you're expecting it to sell like crazy, I don't know if this game is one to anticipate that type of. I don't know. Maybe it'll blow people's minds, but I mean, the previous one didn't. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think critics liked it, but I don't want to say it didn't sell well because I don't know. Because remember, I said the same thing about some other game. It turned out to be Borderlands. I was like, nobody like Borderlands. Whatever, 30 million copies. Like, fuck, you know. Yeah,
that's no Buko bucks.
Yeah. So for all I know, maybe the Outer Worlds one. By the way, the game's been out long enough, Carlos, that, you know, VG charts would be accurate for it. So I don't know if you want to look that up real quick, see how much that sold. But, you know, I kind of generally agree because I played the first one. I reviewed it. It's definitely a game that's good enough for Game Pass. You know, it's not worth buying and shit. So I wouldn't stress it. Is anybody else? What do you guys think about the Outer Worlds 2? Will it do better now that it's $70? Oh, what's up? How much did it? The original one sell?
At least, according to 2 years ago, 5 million.
Okay, you know, decent, you know, for the type of game it is. Probably good probably good for a game of what it is, actually, to be fair. Because I'm pretty sure the game didn't cost that much to make, you know? Rich, you have any thoughts on this?
At the time, though, it filled that void because there was no new Fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? So it was like, oh, we want a Fallout type of game. We'll play Outer Worlds.
Yeah. But yeah, Rich, what do you think about the Outer Worlds 2, your most anticipated game? Will it succeed at $70?
Yeah. My most anticipated game. I don't know who said that.
I may have heard Harry and the Henderson say something about that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he needs to, I don't know what he's talking about, but what I can say is I haven't played the Outer Worlds 1, so I don't really know if I'm going to check out this game, but to answer the question, the game is on Game Pass. Obviously, Microsoft, they don't care about sales enough to actually talk about sales, so I'm sure the game will do well by their metrics. But yeah, it's on Game Pass, so if people are not going to pay $70, they can just play it on Game Pass, and that's it. So I think it'll still do well, quote unquote. Yeah.
Yeah. Kuel says Outer Worlds is good. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I thought the game was fucking boring, you know? And and I played it on PlayStation. So it wasn't an exclusive, I don't believe. So I'm not just talking shit. It's just a boring game. No, it wasn't
an exclusive.
Yeah, I did play it, but it was just a boring game.
Remember, there was different paths you can take. I remember getting to a big city area.
I didn't like it. My thing is, I didn't like the characters. I thought they were boring, you know? He goes, to be first by type of game. There you go. Also my type of game. I just didn't like it. I thought it was boring. All right. There we go. A couple questions here from Mr. Illustrated Dio. By the way, Manny, he says he's going to be at New York Comic Con this year. So, and we will be there as well. So we can hit him up.
Am I coming up?
Yeah. All right. So his first question is, this one's an interesting question too. With so much talk about multi-platform releases, will PlayStation eventually drop the Sony Interactive Entertainment name and go back to Sony Computer Entertainment? I don't know about that. You know, I think Interactive works just as well if you're putting out multi-platform games. Because remember, when they were computer, they had stuff like EverQuest. Was it EverQuest? There was some MMO they used to like put out there. So maybe, but I don't think they're going to change it because it would be stupid. Like, you change the name and then you go back to that old name for what? You know, I think it's a fun question, but I don't think EverQuest. That's right. Yeah, go ahead.
We got HBO doing it.
That is true. They went back to Max. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, HBO. They went back to HBO. They dropped the whole just the Max. Now
they dropped the whole Max HBO thing.
It's HBO Max. Remember, it was just Max for a while. Yeah. They dropped the HBO. They brought it back. So now it's HBO Max.
Yo, by the way, Carlos Arslan wins this. He wins Evo. This match,
yo, your boy Atif, man, he's been choking on some of these.
What happened to that fire, bruh? You had it. You reset the fucking bracket. You had this, bro. Oh wait, hold up. You got high fire. He's coming back.
So yeah. If Atif wins this one, there's still another one, right?
Yes, he needs to win. Yeah, there's one more he needs to win. He needs to win like a whole other match. Arsenal just needs one more round, you know? Because his best three out of five.
And he has the advantage because he's in the winners.
Yeah. Bracket, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, exactly. This is clutch as fuck right now, bro. I don't think they're going to rebrand. But like Adam said, you never know. Maybe they will go back. Even I don't think they need to go back. I like Interactive. That's pretty good. Oh, is it going to happen? Atif, you better come back, son. So close, man. Is that something your stream does, Carlos? Like, it zooms in sometimes? Like, I noticed that.
It's the advertisement
thing on the Twitch page. Fucking Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bullshit. I don't even know how to go.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Arslan Ash, my man did the pop off. He just won Tekken 8 Evo for like his fifth time now. Jesus. That's great. There's the world's best Tekken player. That's crazy. Yo, show the cap. Put the camera on Atif. I know my man's got to be dejected as fuck right now.
Tekken jacket.
That's crazy.
Did Atif lose to someone good to get to the loser's bracket?
Yeah. Someone that Arslan eventually beat, you know?
Damn.
They're not showing
anybody
Atif.
Anybody from the street?
Huh?
Anybody from the Street Fighter competition enter the this one, or if it's just a whole
new Street Fighter is next. It's after this.
Oh, but is Justin Wong
there? No, Justin Wong doesn't compete in that anymore. Although he did have a really good exhibition match with this girl called Betty. She's Japanese, but her name is the OG Hunter. She likes to challenge old school players like Daigo and Justin. Mm-hmm. Justin whipped her ass though. But she was good. She was good. She was good. But no, but like, yeah, Justin doesn't compete. Daigo did compete, but he washed out early, you know?
Is he still playing with the PS1 controller?
Maybe. Is that his dad? Oh, shit.
What's a PS1 controller? Was it PS2?
No, Justin always Justin always played with Daigo. No, he plays with a...
No, not Justin. The other dude, the Daigo guy, played with a controller.
Yeah.
PlayStation. He just had to... He didn't use a fight stick.
No, he did. He used a fight stick.
All like off his, like his sliding off his hips.
Yeah,
it's in a weird angle. But yeah, Daigo guy, he would use a controller.
I don't remember that. I always remember what a fight stick. But yeah, now he actually uses your nemesis, Adam, the leverless. That's what he uses.
Oh, fucking god! Now I lost all respect for him.
Yeah, because Hitbox sponsors him. You know.
Oh, that's why I gotta go where the money is.
Yeah, you might as well keep that stream going, Carlos. So Street Fighter's up next. All right, but yeah, congratulations to Arslan Ash, fifth time Tekken 8 Evo winner. That's pretty insane. And my condolences to Atif for losing for the fourth time to Arslan Ash. Jesus, imagine being perpetual number two like that, you know? You steamroll through everybody except this dude, you know? It's nuts. All right, another question here from Mr. Illustrated Dio. We live in a world where Nintendo is the only one of the big three that's still focusing on exclusives. Why have Sony and Xbox chosen to focus on live service games instead of first-party exclusives, even if it means failures and pseudo-closures? Because the allure of that Fortnite money is too strong. That's why.
It only takes one.
That's it. They only need one. Why do you think they tried 12, you know?
Yep. Because it was like, shoot, the odds are in our favor. If we can invest in 12, one of these has to be the next Fortnite, Rocket League. Come on, let's do it. We're Sony. We got this. I'm like, all right,
yeah,
let's see.
Yeah, so that's it. They want that Fortnite money. The allure, they're failing. You know, Concord, biggest failure that Sony's ever released. You know, you had studio closures, you know, but the allure is too strong. They want it. So, yeah, if you want exclusives, Nintendo is it. Just be honest, you know? If you want really good, I'm curious if these Xbox guys are now going to go to Nintendo, you know?
It's a different type of system.
It's different
games. It's like, come on now, the Mario, there's only so many before you're like, all right, I'm out. I checked out. I know I checked out. I just don't see it the same way like I used to. I don't see a lot of games the way I used to. And I'm very particular about the ones I want to keep playing.
Table tennis, son.
The table tennis, and that's the sad part, because I guess it's just me and the Koreans that love that game. Everybody else in this world fucking don't give a shit or forgot all about it. I love that game. It was so good. No fancy names, no fancy characters, no fancy story. It was just sweat, you know? It just dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The music would get all pumped up the more rallies you had back and forth. The controls were simple. You got the nice slow-mo effect, Matrix style. Just, oh, it was fun. It was fun. And no, you know, we don't have it. And remember, I had the whole shit. I was pissed off with the whole Xbox ROG. I was excited when I first heard it. I'm like, oh, this is great, because that's on Xbox 360. It's a 360 game, but it's backward compatible, so I played it on Xbox Series X. I'm like, this would be great. It never came to PC. It was only the Wii U, and the Xbox. Didn't go to PlayStation either. And I had to play a ROM version, which is not that great. But I was like, oh, great, I'll be able to play it this way. I'll be able to download it. And it's like, no, you can't download anything. It's only PC version of the games that you can play on that ROG shit. I'm like, then what's the point? I don't want it. No. I want that game. And I just don't get it. Why? No one talks about it. Like, even Rockstar doesn't even talk about it. They're like, oh, you can play all our games on our service online. And then it's like, what about the Rockstar, the table tennis? What? Your name is in the title of this game. It's not like, oh, it was some side shit we did. No. It sucks. I'm pissed. It's a fun game.
Yeah. I think that game was just made so they could test that engine. I don't, you know.
I no, think that was the story was, that's what I had heard. The story was that Microsoft, the rep went over like to go see how, was it Grand Theft Auto 3 was progressing and the whole thing. No, 4, sorry. And like, it's great. We got this whole new engine thing and we're testing. It's going to show like the sweat over time and all this stuff and clothing movement. How are you testing that? Oh, we put together this table tennis
game. Yeah.
And then he saw it, and he's like, we want that. well, it's not really a game. It's like, we just like put whatever you make can. Make it a game. Yeah, that's it. They just have different people, different colors, just are representing different countries, nothing else. And poof, there we go. And it's fine. It's great. Just the way it is. It doesn't have to be flashy. It doesn't have to be like a outlaw golf or something like that, you know? It's like just table tennis. Just play it. You do tournaments. You play online. And that was fun. But yeah, it never came over. They never did anything else with it. It just was in and out, gone.
Yeah. But yeah, this question is pretty easy. They just want that Fortnite money. That's the reason these companies, not only have they done this, but they will continue to do this. You know, like you said, they only need one, you know? Yeah. All right. Who else says adding OG Xbox and 360 games to PC is going to make a lot of lawyers a lot of money? Oh, man. All right, we got two sponsored questions here. Mr. Romudeth, very generous guy. He's sponsoring two of Dio's extra questions here. All right, first up, is anyone looking forward to the God of War TV show? Not I, said Illustrated Dio. He goes, if it was the PS2. Dio. Yeah, he goes, if it was the PS2 era God of War, then fuck yeah. So, Adam, you're hyped for it? God of War?
I am.
Yeah,
because of the people working behind it.
Who's working?
People that are familiar. They do the people that did the Fallout and okay. All that. The studios, so they're familiar with this. So I know it's been going through production hell.
Yeah,
that was the issue. There was like in and out. Other production crews were coming in. Different writers, stories, the whole thing. But it sounds like they are going to just do the story of Data War, the first.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
and it's like all right, Amazon is fine. Yeah, it's on Amazon, and you know they got money for days. So they don't have to be cheap or stingy. Look at all the money they wasted with the Lord of Rings garbage.
Yeah.
You know, if you're willing to waste that much money on prequels, then, you know what I mean? You can't even use the main characters by name. They
yeah, it's stupid. It's fanfic. It's not even canon.
Yeah, nothing. It's like, come on now. You spent all this money for what? You're fooling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fooling the people that know the IP because they already know how this goes. You know how
and all those people hate the show.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, the quality is fantastic. It looks like they put money. It looks expensive, but we know where it ends. We know how it goes. And the fact that they can't mention certain characters and bring certain locations to life, it's like, then why are we doing this? There's no point. So, but anyway, the point is with this is that they have a lot of money. We saw that they did a great job with the Fallout, and that team's like, yeah, well, they're putting a part of that group over to work on the God of War. And that's great. So I'm excited for it. I don't know who they're going to pick. Hopefully it's not what you call it, our boy Pascal that just takes every damn
Pedro role. Pascal will be fucking Kratos.
Yeah, we're doing a revision of this. Pedro, he would make a really good dad. We saw what he did on The Last of Us. He was the Butters. So we figured we'll just go with that again. He's not jacked. We get that. We could put a bodysuit on him. Yeah. That'll work.
Adam.
You know, but yo, this is
me. How would you feel? And we've gotten this in for a different role. Let's say Batista
Jelly Roll
tweets about wanting to be on this role. How would you feel?
He lost all that mass. He still got the muscle. He trimmed down. He's not sickly, but he doesn't have the bulk. He gotta have. No, for real. People thought he was dying.
I thought he was. I was like, what the fuck happened to my man?
Yeah, no, he just wanted, he couldn't keep up all that weight because he wasn't training like he used to. So he's like, well, either all that just slouches down and looks real gross or you slim down. And so he slimmed down and it looked great. That's great for his health. No, we need someone jacked. We need someone big and jacked. I'm trying to think if there's anybody fitting that can do that role. I personally think it would have to be somebody from wrestling. Someone big. There was
Here we go. Here we go.
We did get Triple H.
No, Triple H. I would say, and I know Rich may be like, I don't know, but Braun Strowman might be able to do it because he's so big and he has the beard, he has the look, he's got the voice. I just don't know if he can act. That's the thing. If he can act, the big dude from Reacher, not Reacher, there was another guy.
Another big guy.
Yeah, big he Reacher. Fought in the last season. Big Jack. I mean, he's a monster of a man. He could definitely do it. I think his name was Paulie in that show. If you watch the most recent episode, season 3, Paulie, look him up. Big, I mean, he's wide big, you know, so you need someone like that. You need someone that can definitely represent the character that we know from the game, because that's the whole thing. He is a god of war, and you can't have a Pedro Pascal or someone of a medium size playing that role just because of the star power. That's my only fear, that they might go with star power over, you know, something that matches the IP character. And no, I don't want that.
Adam, you mentioned something, and this will be quick. You said star power, you said wrestling, and you said buff dude, and he needs to be a dad. There is one obvious answer that meets all that criteria to a T, and you know who it is.
Rey Mysterio?
Well, Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is a little buff dude.
A dad who's buff and
it's big. It's the tribal chief.
Jason Momoa. He's too. I mean, what you call
The Rock.
He's too busy.
No, it's the Rock.
Oh my!
That's what he meant.
I didn't even see that. He'll just be the Rock as Kratos.
You know.
The Rock only's got one note, and it's always the Rock.
Yeah, like I give you that. He looks like Kratos. Put a beard on him. He's good. I'll give you that. Yeah. But it's just gonna be the Rock. You know, it's like
He's gonna want to take over the role. He's gonna be like winking and nodding at the fucking camera like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to do the smoldering and all that stuff. He is going to, you know, put his Rock spin on the character.
He's going to do the people's elbow on fucking Baldur and shit.
That was the report a while ago when it came out that he's difficult to work with, and Hollywood shows up late, has a piss boy that comes by with a little cup and carries it for him. All this shit. But one of the things is that he adds his own little flair on all the characters, even if it's not called for that, but no one calls him out for it.
Yeah, because look how big he is. I'm not going to tell him nothing.
He's a big star. Yeah, so they just let it go with him. So if he does a little joke or he sneaks in a little line change or a look or something like that, they just let it go, even if it's not fitting with the character for the joke.
Yo, Carlos, you're going to do the Rock Bottom on Odin?
You're kind of joking, but I'm pretty sure that comes from a serious place, because that'll actually happen in this movie.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't think it'll be him though. I think he's too busy.
Scorpion King did a Rock Bottom.
And he did the people's eye prop. Like, what the hell?
Well, whenever he would look, when he was sneaking around, when he do that eyebrow thing, you know. So I was thinking Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns could probably do it. You know, hell, even Momoa could probably pull it off.
Either of those guys. I mean, Jason Momoa is at least a better actor.
You know, but the one thing that they all have right now is a busy schedule.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is playing Akuma.
Yeah, he's playing Akuma. He's got.
I still can't believe that shit.
And I feel like that's going straight to streaming somewhere. They say they plan on putting in theaters. I'm like, maybe one theater. That's the little back door that Netflix says. Oh, this is going to be in theaters. It's like in one theater out in L.A. for one weekend, and then it goes streaming. But then they say, hey, we had a theater release.
Yeah.
They like to say that. Yeah, it's like, all right, whatever. I don't know. That whole thing, with Cody and everybody, with Guile, I don't see that working out. But, hey, who knows? We'll have to wait and see for that one.
But yeah, to answer the question, absolutely not. I don't give a fuck about this. I don't care. Like, if I want to replay that, I'll just play the game. I don't need to see it on TV. You know, it's stupid.
But you don't watch TV shows in general.
Yeah,
we always talk about shows, and you know.
Yeah. So I was already off board to begin with. But I should say this show won't get me to stop my non watching TV ways. Like, again, I only watch one show. It's Invincible. That's all I need. You know. So I absolutely won't be watching this. Is anybody else going to watch this Dad of War show?
Oh, no.
No. Not surprised by that, Brian.
I hope they don't put Arnold in it, because Arnold's show, FUBAR, just got canceled on Netflix.
Appropriate name then, huh?
Yeah, well, it was fun. It was a fun show. So the cancellation was FUBAR. They could have kept going with it. It was funny. But he's still, you know, he's fit. And if they want to go older Dad of War type of thing, I could see them saying, you know what? We're going to slap the beard on him and some other stuff, and we can work around it. Yeah, let's do it. Because he still looks good.
He's just going to have the accent.
That's
like,
well,
he's like, what is it, boy?
What is it, boy?
Right? Yeah. Boy. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but people always give that accent the pass.
The gods of Olympus have abandoned me.
Well, see, they give they give the accent a pass because they're working around the limitation.
Yeah.
You know, they make him sort of like a wisecracking sort of man guy. Well, now that doesn't really exactly work for Kratos.
What I liked with Fubar is that they acknowledge that he's from Austria. You know, that's the cool thing. The mom, I think, was from Argentina or something like that. I blank out, but she's Spanish. And the girl says, "Yeah, my mom's from Argentina. My dad's all. That's why he has a heavy accent."
Oh, so finally, it's not the all American Max Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like finally somebody say it. Come on now, no one would point it out. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, like True Lies and all that shit. Yeah. Come on.
Anyway, anybody else gonna watch the show?
We still need to see who's casted in it.
It's got a good production team behind it, and it's got big money behind it. Those are two big things you need. And then hopefully you got good casting. No one here has said they give two shits about who plays Atreyu. No one seems to care. It's all about Kratos, right? Who do you?
Well, you got. You have to nail him. You know, like the whole show rests on him. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna take that as a no from the rest.
It'll just be Christopher Judge.
It should be paint him white.
I'd be cool with that. Cool with Chris. He's a big dude. He's got the voice, obviously. You know that works. So it'll link up. How many times have we seen that where the actor doesn't get the role? You know, of the live action. We've seen it too many times.
I mean, like Chris is the thing about like Kratos. Kratos is a pretty dark guy, and to begin with.
Yeah.
Could he be a dark Greek, a dark black guy Greek? Why not?
He would get a pass because the fans of the series know that he is the voice.
Yeah. And so he's also has the body for it too. The guy's tall, muscular, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Knows the IP. Like,
yeah.
Would know how to play the roles because he already did it for the voice acting. So I think people would accept that.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, 10% of me wants him to be the role just to see how long his Emmy acceptance speech is going to be.
That's right. Oh, man. All right. Let's move on here. So we've gotten this question, a variation of this question many, many times. But I'm going to put a kind of rule on it that'll make it better. Two rules. Because the question is what game do you want remade, remastered, right? So let's fine-tune it. What game do you want remastered or remade that isn't available on a current platform?
Just had it. I'm done. Next.
What do you mean?
My table tennis.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's it. Yeah.
That's an old backward.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's yours. Yeah.
That's right. That's mine. I bring it back.
I'm going to answer for Manny. Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. And I'm going to answer for Brian. Infamous 1 and 2.
That will work. Yeah.
I know what you guys want, man.
And I'm going to answer for Rich.
Uh-oh.
Concord. It's not available.
It's true. Oh, man.
You're right. Get them that for Christmas. I'm going to get them the physical disc version. They made 4 of them, and I'm sure I can get one.
My answer, because I gave my other answers to Manny and Brian, I want 3D Game Hero. That game is still stuck on the PS3, you know, which is crazy. What about you, Carlos? What game do you want brought back that isn't available on a modern platform?
Man, that's a good question. I don't know. Because I was thinking about saying Super Mario Galaxy, but I think that might be available digitally on the store.
I didn't see it. I would have bought that shit, or at least wishlisted it. But maybe it isn't. I don't know.
If it's not, it's the Mario Galaxy collection 1 and 2. Those are great games, man.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. And then, Rich, what about you? What game do you want brought back that isn't available on a modern platform?
The Mario Galaxy is there. It's on the you have to have that service.
Oh, the Nintendo service. Okay, but it is available.
Yeah,
now.
It's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll think of another answer.
All right. Rich, you go next. By the way, I got to make a quick comment. I don't like the fact that they have so many new Evos now. It kind of dilutes it, you know? I think it should just be Evo Vegas, the original one, and Japan, and then that's it. Like, now they have fucking Evo France is coming in October. I'm not making it up. Now they just announced Evo Singapore. Like, I'm not making it up. They just announced it. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Games that are getting played in all these tournaments?
Usually they are, yeah. They usually are.
Travel, so they want to pay to have their own tournament.
Yeah, but it just makes it. It's like it should be one tournament. In my opinion, it should just be one Evo. You know, but I'm being a little bit diplomatic. Okay, you can have your Japan one too if you want. I don't know. Anyway, what's up?
Is fighting games big in Japan?
Yeah, of course.
No, they of course you don't know. They like JRPGs. Yeah. They might be like more.
No, they're big. That is the place where fighting games were essentially created.
They were born. That's where they were born, yeah.
No, I get it, but people move on, so I wasn't sure if they're like,
no. There are more fighting games that have not made it over the United States from there.
Yeah.
Adam, just like how you haven't moved on from table tennis, the Japanese have not moved on from fighting games.
And if you want to bring it back to table tennis for Japan, they probably made if table tennis was the thing, they would have made thousands and thousands of table tennis games.
It's one I might get, but it's with a VR headset. And my son wants a VR headset, and if it works with that, then maybe we'll get him a headset because it's you move around and you're playing table tennis, so. Might do that. VR. That might work.
Yeah. Rich, did you answer?
I have two quick things to say. Yeah. First and foremost, Matt, I have a question for you, Tony, mm-hmm. to piggyback off of what you said about Evo. So have they announced a Evo Saudi Arabia show yet? Because, they might spend money over there. So I assume it's going to happen over there at some point.
Yeah. Well, they do have the EWC in Saudi Arabia. They actually had that tournament. A fighting game tournament a couple of weeks ago. By the way, I didn't like watching that because those guys are homers, right? Basically, if the people playing are not on the home team, they won't even cheer for them. It'll just be quiet, Like for example, the finals were, it was the City of the Wolves finals. It was so fucking hype. Nobody said shit. Nothing because all their guys got eliminated. But anytime one of their guys would even win a single round, and then quiet. I'm like, you guys aren't fans. You just pay to be there. It's stupid. So Rich, they already do kind of have it in a way. Is EWC in Saudi Arabia? Maybe Jagon was there.
And that's because they bought an esports league, right?
Yep. Or something like that. That's what it is. Yeah, they bought the sports. The league is called Falcons. So anytime somebody from Falcons was competing, they went nuts, going crazy. But then anybody else, quiet. It was funny. One of the guys that did he win? I think he won City of the Wolves tonight. Actually, yeah, he did. It was funny. It was actually nice hearing him get applause because the first time I saw him compete was at EWC. Quiet as fuck. And the funny thing is, he even apologized after he beat one of the Falcons guys. Like, uh-oh. I'm sorry. Because they were like, they were mad at him,
Yeah.
He's like, come in aside, come in aside. Oh, man. All right. Did everybody go? I think Carlos, you still need the time, right?
Rich was next. And
yeah.
I'll go
right. I just want to make a comment. I think you made some good guesses, Tony, as to what everyone else would say. Obviously, Metal Gear Solid 4, I think we can all agree.
It'd be
great to play that. My answer, I don't think this is ever going to happen. And I don't really know because it doesn't. I haven't been able to play it on Xbox One, but I'm going to say Spec Ops The Line.
Oh, there you go.
You can play that. It's still out there. It's on PC.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, on Steam, at least. I have it on my thing. It's still there.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure.
But it's not on Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5, correct? I didn't see it on there. They delisted the game.
Yeah. Oh, there's a good answer. Dragon Quest VIII PS2 remastered. That's a good one, Assyrian Air Force. I'm going to answer for Riku. Warhawk.
Warhawk, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, that also would be Gary's answer. I know he was hyped for that game when it was getting announced. So,
good stuff.
I'll say this, and someone will probably say, "Oh, you can already get this," but I'll just make it more exclusive. The entire God of War collection, God of War 1 through 3, Ghost of Sparta, and Chains of Olympus, all remastered and on the PS5.
I mean. That still answers the question because it's not available on a modern platform. So yeah, that counts. It's not you can't play it on PS5. The last one that got released, Carlos, you can't get that shit. So that answer does count.
Nice. Yeah, it's on Steam, Spec Ops the Line. I mean, I got 0 minutes played, but I have it in my collection. I remember this, so playing it on Xbox. Wasn't it like, it was sad. It was a dark story.
It's a sand game, right? And
that's a sand game, right?
I do remember that we actually had a presentation we went to at E3. I don't know if you went, Tony, but they were talking about the game at E3 and, all the stuff that it dealt with. So,
I remember that. Because wasn't that game based on, like, Heart of Darkness or something? If I remember correctly. Yeah, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is Dio's answers. Metal Gear Solid 4, Binary Domain, Resistance Fall of Man, Bloody Roar, Rumble Roses, and Xenogears. Xenogears is available on a modern platform, isn't it? Yeah, Rumble Roses. Rumble Roses?
Dreamcast game.
The wrestling girls and stuff.
Wrestling. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, good answers there. All right. Next up, we got Epic Geezer. His question is, will Battlefield 6 live up to the hype? The previews and trailers look promising, but EA makes incredible trailers for games that end up being bad. Will Battlefield 6 be the glorious return we all want, or will it be the final nail in the coffin?
It's never the final nail. They'll never give up on that. They'll never give up on it.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Now, I do want to say I saw some of the gameplay footage and the reactions. I don't know, man. I think this game is going to be pretty damn good. And I'm not even a Battlefield fan. I like the fact that you can just completely obliterate and destroy buildings right in front of you. Because I saw footage of that, somebody throwing an explosive and then all of the detail and stuff of that.
Like Bad Company, because that's what made Bad Company a hit. Everybody loved it. It's like, oh wow, there's a tank in the road. I need to get out of here. There's no cover. I'll just blow a hole through that building and then run in. You know. So,
by the way, our ratings just went up by 20% right now because there's hot girls in bikinis. Thank you, Street Fighter. Adam, to my surprise, you didn't even know this was coming out.
They didn't send me anything, and it's just been playing all this and doing all this other shit. But I did not know who is it. DICE still doing? Who's
well, here's the thing. Yes, it is DICE. As a matter of fact, the guy responsible for working and bringing together Titanfall, he is working on this game. This is why I'm saying, based on what I've seen, it looks impressive. And by the way, this game is coming out October 10th. That's really soon.
Oh wow!
So,
So is this going to be one of? Is it going to be like the last one where it was just big open campaign maps and not so much of a story? Or did they say they're going to focus on the story because they pushed away from the story aspect a while back? I think it was Battlefield 1 that did it. Remember there was that whole thing with if you don't want this accuracy with the women, don't play it. That whole scandal.
I remember that bullshit. Story. That was Battlefield 5. Yeah.
Well, Battlefield 5, you know, that's, and then after that, then they started doing the big, just open world battles and stuff like that. And
yeah, they also said the famous line, oh, you don't like it? Don't buy it. Guess what people did? They didn't buy it. Fucking dumbasses. But that was back during that era, you know?
I'm not sure about the story. From what I saw, it mainly people were, of course, they recorded gameplay because they had an event that they went to. The multiplayer stuff. So I don't really know about any of the story stuff. But
did they say anything about third person?
I did not see that in the footage that I saw. I saw first person.
Well, that's the thing. But, because remember, they got rid of third person in the Call of Duty. That was a big piece of that I liked of the previous one. And then now they narrowed it down.
I couldn't have for anybody else.
Before third person mosh pit.
Anyway, you were coming down.
It did for a second.
Okay, go ahead. You're fine.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So third person, they took that mode out, and a lot of people wanted that. They want to keep that in, but there was some hardcore Call of Duty fans. The community was divided on it. So if the new Battlefield, if they want to just stick something out there, and they're familiar with their third person, we've seen that with Battlefront. They know how to do it. They can do it. Then add that mode back in and see if that draws people in that wanted that. That had it in Call of Duty and it was removed. So that's the only thing I could think of. But they tried a lot of things and that was unique and it just never worked. Remember the active environments, the sandstorms, the building tipping over. They did so much. And I remember jumping in and I was like, it just doesn't feel right. It looks cool, especially when you watch people playing, when you see the storm and everyone attacking. You have these big conquest mode, the big battles and running and shooting. But it just, something feels off. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. You said October?
October 10th.
Oh, yeah. October 10th. So before Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is still coming out in November. Microsoft hasn't announced the release date, but they will in a couple weeks.
They will announce that. The only thing they can do, and it worked for EA once before, and I brought this up before, is come in at a lower price. The NBA, remember when the NBA Live series pretty much non-existent, and it was all NBA 2K, and NBA Live, EA was like, we're coming back strong, and they're like, yeah, don't worry, we got all the NBA license. So what, NBA 2, we're $20. Oh, $20? Oh, shoot, all right. And people jumped in because of the price, and that was very popular. And if they can drop in under 70, if they could pull like a Mafia, where Mafia's like, hey, oh, we're only $50.
I could see
people jumping in at that price because they're like, well, think about it. If you're into shooters, right? You're into shooters. You already have one game scheduled in your mind with your buddies to play every year in the fall. It's Call of Duty. That's it. That time, that window, you have it planned out. What are you playing with your buddies? Well, it's Call of Duty season, right? We're going to play that. We're going to level up, get the gear. We, you know, all the perks, we get it. So how do you bite into that? You got to give them something different, not just with the gameplay, but something that won't hurt their wallets, because these hardcore Call of Duty fans, they're buying the big package, the $150, $200 package, the Vault Edition, you know?
And
I remember playing it all the time, and I know that they did it because, you know, when I do my reviews, they send the Vault, doing all that stuff. And I would see all these fools day one with all the Vault gear on. So they're all doing it. They all paid for it. No one's paying the basics. If you got just a jabroni outfit on, out of the box from the standard edition, they're laughing you out and they're kicking you out of the room because that's showing that you're not true to Call of Duty. You're not a real cog.
I agree 100%, but I will say this, Adam, we cannot talk too harshly about the people who pick up the Vault Edition, because we have one of those individuals here in this room by the name of Carlos Romero, because he's definitely getting that edition of the next year.
We'll see. I don't know. Do you play Call of Duty? No, right? Carlos, you don't play Call of Duty.
I haven't played the last two.
There you go. You're way behind.
Two or three Call of Duties. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's fun. It's been a while, right? That's all sing along, right?
Yeah.
Good scenes. But
I used to be heavy on the Call of Duty, like back in the day. I would play the time.
Well, that's, and then you know what happens? Life happens. You move on, you do other things. Yeah, we all been there. Yeah, there you go. It's like, shit, he passed out halfway through the game. You're like, yo, what just happened? You know, oh, shit. You know, but as time goes on, you move on, and that's it. But for some reason, Call of Duty still sticks around. There's people that we've talked about before that only pick up one game a year, like the Madden, the FIFAs, you know, the FC, I should say, and, of course, the Call of Duty. These are just mainstays of people's consoles that they have to have at least for that year. Everything else is secondary, but they have to have the Madden, the FC, or your Call of Duty, your shooter. That's just how it works. And it makes sense because as much as I'm goofing on the Vault Edition and all that stuff, the standard game still comes with so many modes. You know, you got the zombie, you got the multiplayer, you got extractions, you got the campaign. They throw so much in that package that it's like, pick your poison. Yeah, what are you into? Play it. It's all here. We got you covered. It's not just like, oh, it's multiplayer, you're stuck. You know, there's so much for you. So you do get a lot for your money. But as you know, it's all about cosmetics, and people are really into that. And so they go and they have to get all the other stuff and dress up Lander. Round, and now that they added finisher moves, I remember seeing the Homeland finisher move. I remember before seeing when they added WWE wrestlers and Cody Rhodes do Crossroads. People like, what am I watching? You know, when Shredder got added to it too. You know, we had a Michael Myers for a little while. I get it, but it's at its core, it's a shooter game. It's established, and it's tough. It's tough to compete, especially when you're Battlefield. People may want to question this. This might be controversial, Rich. I don't know, but I think that's a stained brand right there. That name is stained.
Uh-oh. Well, We definitely going to have to look into that, because I do agree. It's not Call of Duty. Call of Duty feels like that's a worldwide event that you have to pay attention, like a GTA. Everything stops for that particular game, but we'll see what happens.
You know, but go ahead, tell anybody who's like, oh, there's a new Battlefield game. I see if their eyes light up. See if they go, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. They need to change it up. If they really want to compete, it's like, you know what? Let's just take the L. But like, we tried multiple times, big money projects on this. It didn't work. Let's change it up. And they can't keep saying, well, we did it great before Battlefield back in 2001 or whatever it was. Remember the early days where you would parachute in for the battles and stuff. You can't. That was when everyone was like, oh, wow, we're hyped on this. But then after that, we had Bad Company, which is fun. And then for some reason, they scrapped that whole idea. But that's where we had the destructible environment and the story and the guys, you know, all goofy and all that stuff. It was fun. It was a fun story. And they're like, no, we're going to go true to it. We're going to compete with Call of Duty and do period pieces. We got Battlefield 1, 5, 4, all those things. It just never really hit the mark. Never pulled in that crowd. And the way this crowd is right now, I don't think it's small, but I think they're all already had it set in their mind. If I'm going to play any shooter, it's just going to be a Call of Duty. I know how the mechanics. I know the perk system. I know most of the maps because, you know, they already redo all the maps constantly every year. Granted, the last one had all new maps, but then they started kicking back. Oh, remaster this, remaster that. People are happy. They don't care because they're familiar with the maps, and then they can pwn everybody that's not. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Battlefield. They need to change their name. They should have just changed it up and call it something else. Give it some new war name or something and say, hey, and at least that'll put more eyes on it because people would want to know, what is it?
Or just bring back Titanfall. And there you go.
Oh, man. You know, there's got to be more to it that we don't know. Because, the sales look like it's good. The servers are still up. People still playing that by the thousands on Steam. And I don't know. So there's an interest out there, but there's got to be more that we don't know that they're leaving money on the table. Because that's what it looks like to us, right? They're leaving money on the table. Make another one. Everybody wants it. There has to be something else that we don't know that they know that was like, no. This isn't going to work for us. This is not going to produce. Because when we talked about Sony with the live service games, for me, Titanfall looks like that was made for that. What? Mechs? Customized mechs? Put different outfits and skins? And they did that with the Titanfall 2, the online, sort of adding skins on. The sky's the limit, because then you could do the double dip. You have different types of mechs, builds and colors and stickers, and then put that on your outfit, your soldier's outfit. So when he extracts, so you still can do all the stuff that you do with the charms on your gun, like you see in Call of Duty and all that. And you could double dip because you have it on the character and on the mech. That pretty much prints money by itself, just like that. Just do it. You know, and they just don't. They don't want to do it. Instead, they'll go and invest in a failing brand like Battlefield and just keep throwing money at it, hoping that one day everybody will just be like, I'm done with Call of Duty. I'm washed up with that. Let's move on. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So there you go.
All right. Good stuff. Let's move on here to the last two questions of the night, both from Mr. Assyrian Air Force, who's also joining us in the chat tonight. Also, shout out to Drunken Guardian in the chat. Anthem is dying in January. Is it? What's happening in January to that game?
They're turning it off.
Oh, really? Anthem. I was thinking about Apex Legends.
Oh, that never. What? Shoot, that's
the game you want to die. That killed Titanfall. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Anthem. You should have gone away longer ago. All right. What is your favorite box art from a physical game? And he mentions that he likes seeing the Spider-Man font on the side of PlayStation games, PS3 games. To each their own, Brett.
There's been a lot of good ones.
Yes. Pick anything from the 80s.
Anything from the 80s? Well, then we'll just go with the Metal Gear.
Yeah, anything you want, whatever you want.
I saw the shirt. I mean, that was awesome.
But not everything from the 80s. Don't pick the Mega Man box art.
No, I don't care about that one. But it's just because I remember seeing the Metal Gear one in the comics. Because remember, it showed I have the poster back there that shows all the gear, and it had to be. I'm like, yeah, the gear Terminator. Up. Yeah, the gear up. I have a gear up poster. And I was like, and it has the Terminator guy on it. I was like, oh, shoot, he's in the game. You know, yeah. You know, it's like they got the Terminator guy. You know,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, like the Castlevania one, Contra. You know,
I hated any one of them that had live real photos. I hated the photo ones.
Yeah,
photo ones bothered. I never liked any of them. Guy posing with a girl, a whole thing. I just said.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, those were corny. The Metal Gear ones were always good, with the Shinkawa ones. Remember, he didn't say region, well, so we can go with Japanese covers here too.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much any Japanese
cover. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, because essentially because most of the Metal Gear on the covers in the West were all just the CG art. At least the later ones were.
Yeah, they were. In all the, you know, Capcoms, like X-Men versus Street Fighter, the Japanese ones specifically, great stuff there. But yeah, I think around like maybe the 2000s, that's when box art started becoming kind of lamer.
The first Ninja Gaiden one was kind of cool.
It was dope.
You see the city in the background.
Yeah. Tony, I meant console box art for games like the... Oh, okay, you should have said that. He goes, what was the best logo for box art? That's interesting. Logo. So he's talking about stuff like, you know, 360 had that, you know, kind of swish thing going on. You're talking about stuff like that, right? Logo. Yeah. Okay. So, like, for example, like the PS2 games didn't really have anything. It's just a black line or something. But yeah, that's what he means. He's talking about what games had the best kind of art. Like, I guess overlay, I guess, would be the better way of putting it.
Yeah, like something that's iconic.
Atari
three lines.
Yeah.
Like how Atari would have their...
Then we would go with Atari then.
He's essentially talking about like cover dressing, right?
Yeah. Okay, now that is an interesting question.
So
I typically don't like that stuff, like gets in the way of the art, you know?
It depends on the type of thing. I think one of the better ones was the Japanese Super Nintendo one, which it had those four colored buttons kind of like skewed, and it would have it sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Like,
I have an answer because it's not Tommy intrusive. Tom? I like the Dreamcast one. It just had that little thing on the side, you know.
Yeah,
that was good. It was very unintrusive, but it's still like on the side. It said Dreamcast. It was white, and then had the little thing on the bottom. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, the little switch.
Yeah.
The other one of the uglier ones I always thought was that when PlayStation went to the jewel cases and they still wanted to have that weird texture that used to be on the first generation of versions of the PlayStation games.
Yeah.
I thought those things were ugly. Like, it was like, okay, we're recreating the side of the old
boxes
on the actual thing. Those things are garbage. The PlayStation logo itself was cool. The PS from the original.
I remember this. The Dreamcast actually had two versions. One was white, and then later on, it was black. It was like kind of a circle at the end of the boxes. I'm looking at it now. Remember the original? The first ones were white, and then later on, they were black. But I still liked that. It had the little Dreamcast like triangle on it. Yeah, that was cool. I liked that. The 360, I remember having that kind of. I don't know what you would call that pattern.
The Xbox cover dressing was all kind of ugly.
Yeah. I didn't like that because it was green. Yeah. You know, I mean, green is an ugly color.
Certain greens are good. Like, I like greens that are more blue. But yeah, like the Xbox, like neon, like radioactive green. I never cared for that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
All their consoles. The Xbox One had the same thing. Except it didn't have that pattern in 360 on the
green cases. I always thought the green cases because it stood out.
But you did notice that they switched the color of the green over the. It's a darker, deeper green now than it was when it was originally.
Deeper.
It was that. Yeah,
he's more green than man.
Yeah, that I'm looking at the 360. That is ugly, actually.
Even though 360 was white and green.
Yeah, what were you gonna say, Carlos? Yeah.
I'll say this, even though it's super intrusive and nostalgia is probably talking for me like a lot, but the N64 ones for some reason do it for me, especially like on, you know, when they have on the corner where it says only on N64. That was pretty cool. So I'll go with that.
All right. Anybody else? Box art what did you call it? Window dressing? What'd you call it, Manny?
Cover dressing.
Cover dressing, yeah.
Overlay kind of thing.
By the way, Serena Force, I did not like the PlayStation, the Spider-Man font. I was like, because it's lazy, you know?
Yeah, it was lazy. No. That, like, to be honest. Thin, like,
the real skinny font, running Spider-Man, that.
Yeah, it was just a Spider-Man font, you know?
Yeah, it was just Spider-Man font, and it was silver on the side of the PlayStation, all the things.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. All right, nobody else has an answer, I'm guessing. So we'll move on to the last question of the night. What is your favorite Need for Speed game? Mine is Most Wanted from the launch Xbox 360 era. I have my answer, but I'll go around the room first. Brian, I'll go with you first, bro, because I know you like your Need for Speeds.
Mine is also the same, Most Wanted, not the remake that was in name only. Yeah, the rest have all just been naff. And here's another question. Is there a Need for Speed game coming out this year?
I don't think so. Because I've not heard of it. I don't think so.
They had the colorful one. What was that one called? Shit, I reviewed it. It had some cool lighting effects and stuff like that on it.
RGBs.
Damn. And it worked with the racing wheel. Because Heat also was another. Damn, what was it called? I'm blanking on it, but it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. We got to get that little queue up there. Yeah, but the they're always putting them on sale. Yeah, and I think that whole genre is sort of dying out because you saw what happened with the Turn 10 and with all the Forza and Horizon people. Like, not really buying them. You played one, you played them all type of situation. There's plenty of other racing games out there. You get the Need for Speed. Yeah, Most Wanted I would put on my list. I mean, you got cops chasing you. That was fun. You know, the cops, the helicopters, next you know they're putting road spikes and stuff. That was fun. That was unique. The music would change when it would happen. It's like, make it real intense. Dun, 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 dun. It was like, oh, here we go. It's raining. Oh, yeah. But damn, what was it called? I have that one. All right, go ahead. That was it. Mine's that one.
All right. Mine is, and I'll give this game, not only was it a great game, but it introduced me to drifting. I was like, oh, that's what that's called? Because drifting used to be called something else. Before it
power sliding,
yeah. But yeah, the name is Need for Speed Underground 2. Fucking awesome game, man. Played the fuck out of that, you know. But yeah, the drifting was like the main deal in that game. But I loved all the customizations of the cars, all the neon and shit. Brooke Shields, or not Brooke Shields, what was the homegirl's name? Brooke something.
Unbound. Sorry, Need for Speed Unbound. That was their last one.
I'm look up this Unbound. Bitch's name. What's her name? She was on E. Kind of Hispanic looking chick. She was in the game, you know. But I also want to give an honorable.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I'll look it up.
But I also want to give an honorable mention to Hot Pursuit 2. I don't know if they made a new version of that, Brian, but the old one, you know,
they did a remaster of Hot Pursuit. They did a remaster because I reviewed that one also. There was a Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit was dope, you know, on the PS2. That was the shit. But yeah, after like Underground 2, I don't know, man. Need for Speed kind of fell off for me. I've played a few others, but they just didn't hit, you know? Go ahead.
To piggyback off of your answer, Tony, I'm actually going with the prequel, Need for Speed Underground.
Excuse me?
Just for the simple fact, that's the game I probably played the most out of all of them.
Yeah.
And I like the soundtrack on that game. And I remember every time you started, it always started with boom, 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 boom,
win the new wall. That's awesome. You know, I don't think I played the first one. I only played Underground 2, which is kind of upsetting, I guess. Look up this bitch's name. All right, anybody else Need for Speed games?
Is it Maria Menounos?
Brooke Burke.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know why you would say Menounos, because she kind of has that same look too, you know.
She was big at the time.
Remember the this is, didn't she do the 20 in theaters? You know, remember that the 20 like 20 minutes before the trailer starts, she would be like, you know, there.
I don't remember that.
That's how I mostly remember her for. Like, oh, that's the bitch from the movies.
The movie bitch.
It's the movie bitch.
Voice of the movie bitch.
That sounds like movie phone. Remember that? You know, yeah. But it's the movie, bitch.
We need to get a female on Throwdown and call her the movie bitch. The movie bitch.
Oh, man. Fucking remember movie phone, man? That was the shit, you know?
Yeah, I remember movie.
Welcome to movie phone.
If you know the name of the movie you want to see, press 1. Oh, local movie theaters in your area, too. Now enter your zip code.
Yes. See, these motherfuckers don't know about this shit, man. You know?
Oh, man.
That was the good stuff.
I remember
stuff.
So many times calling. I did no cell
phone. Me, too, all the time.
You know? You just pick up a payphone, you dial this number, and then you'd hear that robotic voice, and then you just try to figure out, all right, where am I? And then you put
welcome
that in.
Welcome to Movie Phone. Name. Brought to you.
You know the name of the movie you want to see.
Press or 1.
Then they made it easier. It's like for new releases, press 2 or 3, whatever. And then you could hear it, and then from there, you can then, it'll say, make your selection.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a process.
It's you had time. To. It yeah, you had to go through it back then, you know? Welcome to Movie Phone.
Oh, man. 1-800-COLLECT. Remember that?
I remember 1-800-COLLECT. Motherfuckers don't know about this shit, man.
It was an easy scam, though, and that's what killed it. Because it was like, say your name, and then you would just say, I would just say where I'm at. You know, 10th and 6th. And like, all right. And that's it. And they would hear it, and then hang because then they knew I was already there at the corner on 10th and 6th. So you didn't have to, you know, pick up.
Yeah. Oh, but the payphones and shit. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Need for Speed games?
My favorite Need for Speed game is Road Rash for 3DO. Oh,
man. They never. That's another.
I mean, that was EA, off. Wasn't it, Manny?
That's an EA game. Right?
There you go.
That was an EA.
That game did come out for other things. It actually is on the on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
One.
They made sequels. I think there's like 3 of them.
But yeah, I don't have I really don't have any need for maybe Most Wanted, but I never really cared for the Need for Speed games. Just because I wasn't.
You're not really a racing. Yeah, you're not a racing gay guy.
Not a really racing guy. I like car games where you can blow up the other cars because I utterly suck at driving cars in car games. So
you like the Twisted Metal games?
Not Twisted Metal, but like you know, like just the game car games that allow you to blow the other cars up. Twisted Metal is a little bit too open worldy. You know what I mean? Like the way that like you can go all over. It's really just about getting to where you need to go. You know, it didn't matter how you know, like a little more control, a little more, you know, of a track. But I like the idea of having a weapons or something on the car that allows you to blow the other cars and fuck them all over.
See, this is why I like Burnout. You are the weapon, you know. It's great. Blur. Did you ever play those, Manny? That's kind of what you do in those games.
I remember that game.
No, I never cared for Blur.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's going to do it for us. A little bit of a shorter show. Actually, almost an hour and a half. That's pretty good. All right, let's start plugging stuff. Manny, we'll start with you.
Yes, sir. We have I have lots and lots of nostalgic comic covers I worked on with Kari Randolph. But coming this week is Power Rangers Prime number 9 with the cover fully illustrated by myself. And that's going to be out on field on the 6th. So on Wednesday, you go to your comics and pick it up. I am Cover G. Next up would be, we got, you know, Street Sharks that are coming. It was just announced at the San Diego Comic-Con. And we had one of the writers for that series out there, you know, doing her thing. And, you know, talking to people, shaking hands and signing and stuff. So that's going to be coming out very soon. Another cover by Kari and myself. And then there is, also on the 6th, if you are up in the New York area, there is a Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta event at the Lightbox space. It's in the Garment District. Look it up online, and they're going to have like a pop-up store and a bunch of other little things going on at that place. I don't exactly know what it is about, but I'm coming up to New York to check it out. So
nice.
while you're picking up my cover, you could also go to that thing. Then speaking more Metal Gear-y stuff, Metal MGS Con, which is on the 23rd of August. It will be at the Ontario, California Convention Center on Saturday. Going to have a whole bunch of people there, including myself, who was invited as a special guest. Not only that, also literally most of the cast of Metal Gear Solid 3, and David Hayter, Laurie Allen, and all the people. So it's going to be a pretty cool time. Yep, and that's what's going on the streets.
Good stuff. All right, Adam, what's going on with the TV terminal?
Three shows. We're finishing up with Revival. We had 9 and 10 coming up. Well, episode 9 will be this week on Thursday. We have Dexter Resurrection. Episode 6 will be coming up, but 5 is out there. And then Chief of War, Jason Momoa. Man, that show has been killing it, at least on the channel with everybody. So I hope people everywhere else are watching. A lot of action. First two episodes has a lot of reading. It is all in Hawaiian with subtitles. So some people were thrown off with that, but there is English coming up. That's all I could say. There is English coming up, so that'll tone down some of that reading. But yeah, Chief of War and Revival, Dexter Resurrection, fantastic. Love that show. It's OG Dexter. This is what we wanted. And I didn't know I wanted it until, because New Blood's fine. He's in a small town, whatever. But man, maybe it's because I'm partial New York, the whole thing. They're actually filming in New York. It's not one of those, oh, we're filming in New York. Oh, no. Toronto, bitch. You're in Canada. Remember the whole thing with the boys? It's supposed to be New York City and it's in Canada. Bothers me. It'll always bother me. But yeah, go ahead, check it out. The TV terminal. Also, you can find us over at the Coalition. So it's there as well. So pick your poison either way. So thanks.
All right. And Rich, what's coming up on the Coalition this week?
Yeah. So we are in the midst of, as Tony mentioned at the start of this broadcast, Evo is concluding. Gamescom and PAX West are coming up. I'm actually going to PAX West at the end of the month. So, but before that, there's a lot of things that I will be putting out. A lot more previews, some other reviews. So stay tuned to thecoalition.com as well as the Coalition Gaming, because I'm working on a couple of different things that you'll see go out this week. Some stuff I can't talk about yet, but all I can say is just stay tuned.
All right, good
stuff. And thank everybody who has been supporting the channel already.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Keep watching those videos. Well,
thank you. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people.
Good stuff. All right, man. Make sure.
The people.
Yeah. The people. Yeah. All right, man. We are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord and follow us on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Do it for you, the people.
Adam Vale.
Week, everybody. Enjoy life.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody, and go see that Neck and Gun movie. It is hilarious.
Nice. And of course, Mr. Brian Manjoma.
So, in the discussion from last week, is it Raiden or Raiden?
It depends which one are you talking about.
If you're, talking about the
Mortal Kombat one or Metal Gear one.
Okay. I just assumed that it was the same regardless.
Nope.
Because, okay.
Yeah, Ninja, if you're talking about Metal Gear, Raiden.
Raiden.
If you're talking about Mortal Kombat, Raiden.
Raiden.
You know, even in the song, right? Raiden.
Luke Cage. Or Johnny Cage.
Yeah. Scorpion. Sub-Zero.
Sonya.
Sub-Zero.
QP Diddy running in the street.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Yo.
He's a free man.
Somebody posted a gif of Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know what movie this is from, but he's like dry humping some woman. And the caption is Pedro Pascal having an anxiety attack. That's a touchy boy right there. You know, but only around women, never around children or men, you know, thankfully. Shit.
I mean, he fills up Oscar Isaac a lot. You seen them photos?
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Pedro Pascal, man. Yeah, no, that dude's a degenerate. Oh, God.
I just don't know how he took off. Like, what? What,
oh, it was simple. He was in everything. It's like Sony's strategy for gaming, right? Just throw shit at a wall. See what.
But that's after. I feel like that was after the Mandalorian.
People liked him from Game of Thrones because he was generally good in that.
That was one season. Then he got killed in a crazy, brutal way.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Very memorable way, you know. And then he just became the Hollywood darling. But anyway, we'll see you guys on Thursday later.